Morning. Today's daf is the daf Nun Ches. We got to the bottom of Nun Ches of Nevez, two wide lines down in the two dots. The Gemara quote to the Mishnah, Zu Mishnah Rishona, but the based in Shacharin, Amru Alokech, and the Sikrikin notes from the Bailim Ruvia. So really initially, once the Sikrikin took them, you're allowed to buy from them, but they made it to Tikkun afterwards that you really should pay a quarter of the amount to the rightful owner, and then it's all yours. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ruvia Mikarka, or Ruvia Bimaos. The initial owner has the right to either collect money, a quarter of the value in the money, or a quarter of the value in the karka. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar Revia Bakarka Shehain Shlish Bimos. So it's very confusing. The way the math was done in Gemara versus the way we view math is it's backwards to us. So it gets a little confusing. So Shmuel says Revia Bakarka, which equals a third in the monetary value. So there's a certain assumption here that when the ganav steals the money, he's making a full profit here. He's willing to lower the price to get a quick sell, so he lowers the actual value. So that's going to be the machlokas, how much of that difference is going to be collected by the initial owner. So the Gemara says, let's see, so what's the machlokas? We'll appreciate this machlokas in a second.
Oh, Michael, is it a matter of value, or is it a matter of, is that what it is, or it's a matter, it's not mibarum bachut?
It's not that. It's how much, we'll see in a second, with Machlok is how much he had sold, undersold the property for. It's not about that exactly, about before, but Gemara says, B'mai Kamifiki, Marsavar Nechi Revia Zavin, Marsavar Nechi Chumsha Zavin. So they sold for a quarter less than the value or a fifth less than the value. So talking in numbers, so let's say it was valued at $100. So he sold it for a quarter less, according to one opinion, so that's $75. So therefore, now he sold it for $75, so it's a $25 difference. And according to the other opinion, he sold it for $80, $20 less.
25 is a third of the 75, right, and exactly. The 20 is a fourth of the
right.
80.
Exactly, that's how they do this, right? Exactly. Right. So that's why Rob says pay a quarter, because $25, he thinks it went down $20, so a quarter of $80 is $20, so you pay back $20.
Same thing as when you afford something. It's exact same calculation.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's always, when you afford it, it's always
after the fact. So Shmuel says they dropped it $25, they dropped it a quarter, in which case when you pay back $25, it ends up being only a third, a third as opposed to a quarter. That's how the calculation is. Okay, not so bad. So the Gemara says, Mesive, Zu Mishnah Rishona, based in Shachrein Amru, that Halokech Menasi Krikin Nosin the Bailim Revia, Viad Bailim Al Hayona, meaning the Baal gets to decide where he collects the quarter from, whether it be from the karka, whether it be from the money. Ratsu Bakarka, Nolin, Ratsu Bamaz Nolin. Amasai, when is this true? Bisman Chain, Biyadon Likach. It's only when the initial owner doesn't have the money to buy from the Sikukin himself. So Val Yesh Biyadon Likach, Hein Kod Milchaladim. But if the initial owner could buy back from the guy who stole his property, he has first rights to buy it. So then the Gemara says, Rebbe Hoshev based in Venimnu. He set up a bezdin and he made a decision. They had a vote. Shim Shas b'fnei mitzikukin shnei masar chodesh. If it was in the possession of Sikukin for 12 months, kol akolim likach zacheh. Anyone's able to get it. Whoever gets it first is theirs. It does not have the first rights to not go back to the first owner. Aval, but in that situation, nosing the bailim revia bakarka or revia b'maos. But you do have to pay the quarter value to the initial owners. But from this price, so we see it clearly, it's about revia, it's not an issue of shlish b'maos. So that's the kasha. And the Gemara says, Amma Ravashi Kitanya Hila Acha Shiba Masliado. No, it's talking about after he received the money and it ended up being a quarter. Meaning the value was sold for $25 less. It was sold for a quarter less, which ended up being for $75. The guy needs to pay back $25, which is a shlish, but after he pays back the $25, it gets a full 100 and ends up being a quarter. So even the person who says shlish, he also understands you could view this as a revi as well, depending if you look at things before it's sold or after it's sold. So he wiggles out of that one. Okay. Done with the money. Gemara now says in the very last two words of the daf here, Amar Rav, going on to Nuntes now. Amar Rav, Ana Hava B'minyana D'Bei Rebbe. Rav testified, he said that I was among that minion of Bezin who made that decision, that if it's been in the Sikukin's hand for 12 months, anyone who could buy it, anyone who wants could buy it. Umine Dite Manu Beresha, and they counted from me first. And Rav was testifying that he was in the Beinoni, among the Dayanim. There's always a level of who's the smartest and who's going down. And he was they started from him. He was the first vote. And he was in the middle. He's a Beinoni in that Bezdin. So Gemara says, how could that be? The Mishnah tells us in Masechah Sanhedrin, Dine Mamnis, Vataros, Vitumos, Maschilim Nagadol, Vidine Nefashis, Maschilim Minatzad. You're only allowed to go Minatzad, which means someone other than the top, when it comes to Dina Nefashos. When it comes to all the other halachas, you always start from the Gadol, the greatest. So this was a din of Dini Mamnas here. So how could Rav say that they started with him in the middle? It should have started from Rebbe, the Gadol. And the Pasuk says, right, you have to start from the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Lo Sane al Rav, Lo Sane al Rib, but it's pronounced Lo Sane al Rav, it's written as Rav. You can't go against the Rav, meaning you have to start on the Rav. That's when it comes to, rather, you can't argue on the Rav when it comes to Dini Nefashos. If the Rav says one thing, you can't argue on him at all. So that's why you don't start from the Rav. But the Gemara Paskins, that's only regarding Dini Nefashos. All other cases, you can and you should start from the Rav, the greatest one. So, right, so what's the question here? So how come they started with the middle and not from the greatest one? So the Gemara answers, Amarabba Bredirava, Visema Rav Hillel, Bredirvalos, I'm not sure to pronounce that name, Shiny Minyana de Berebi de Chula Minyana Minatzad Hava Maschidim. Rebbe's Bezdin was very different. He said, he paskin that every single Din Torah, no matter whether it's Mamonis, Tuma, Isser, Nefashos, it all had to start from someone in the middle. You can't start from the Rav. Because he paskin Lo Sana al Rav doesn't only go on Din Nefashos, it goes in every type of Din Torah. You can never argue in the Rav. So if you start with the Gadol and he makes a psak, you can't argue with him. So every Din Torah started from someone who's less than the Gadol. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bere Dirav of Yisema Rebbe Hillel Bere Direbbe Vals. Me and Moshe, a random statement, but the same speakers are here. That's where I bring the Gemara here. That be most Moshe Va'ad Rebbe Lo Matino Torah V'Gedola B'Moch Mechad. You didn't find so much Torah and so much greatness in one place from the times of Moshe until Rebbe. V'lo Ha'avi Yeshua. What do you mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu died and there was Yeshua Ben Nun, he heard it directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be greater than Yeshua Ben Nun. Elazar was also there. So since Yeshua himself was great, but it wasn't all, it was spread out. Two people had such godless. Whereas, okay, fine, after Yeshua ben Nun died, ha-hava Elazar. So Elazar was the one standing, he had the godless. Ha-hava Pinchas was also there, so it was spread amongst these two gedolim. Okay, so ha-hava Pinchas, after Elazar died, Pinchas was around. So we had the gedolim and Torah b'machim echad. Ha-hava Zakenim, there's still the Zakenim. Ha-hava Shaul, ha-hava Shmuel, v'ha nach nafshe kule. Didn't Shmuel die? Shmuel died young, so I guess Shaul was around for a certain period where he was the greatest. The Kula Shana Kamina, what we mean to say is that their entire life, they were the greatest one. We don't find Torah and Godless in one place. Vahava David, the Hava Ira Hayiri, Vahanach Nafshe, but then he died. Kula Shani Bainin. We need that the entire person's entire life, he was the only one, he was the greatest one. So Gemara says, Vahava Shlomo. Havishimi ben Gera, v'ha'katle, didn't he, wasn't he killed? Kula shani kamina, we need the entire life of Shlomo HaMelech. V'ha'v'chizkiyah, havishivna, v'ha'iktil, but didn't he, wasn't he killed? Kula shani kamina, we need the entire life of Chizkiyah. V'ha'v'ezra, havinichamim ben Chichliyah. So Amar Rav Acha Brei D'Rav V'Afani Omer, so too I say, Mimos Rebbe V'ad Rav Ashi, lo matzini Torah v'gedul v'makum echad. So Rav Ashi was the next one after Rebbe who had such a great reputation and success. V'lo, was that really true? No one in between? V'ha havahuna bar nasan. He was standing on his own. He was great in Torah. So Gemara says, Shaini huna bar nasan demichav havechayfle l'Rav Ashi. He was meshubed to Rav Ashi. So even though Rav Ashi and Rav Huna lived in the same time, still Huna was very meshubed to Rav Ashi, and therefore we consider Rav Ashi being the center of Torah and Gedula in that time.
Well, we say Minatzad, we say it from the smallest or from the beginning?
I always thought from the smallest, but it sounds like from Rashi we go from the middle.
Because otherwise it would make no sense why Rav would start if he was Beinoni.
No, Rav was not Beinoni. Rav was. Right.
He has two days, Rashi. If you look at Minaydid on the Bereisha, he says he was a Beinoni, and then he says, Vanishamati Shukatan Shavem.
Right. So, no. Rashi all over here in Sanhedrin, he says Katan. Okay. The initial understanding was, I guess. Fine.
All right.
It says the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us now, Cheresh, Romes, V'Nirmas. A Cheresh, when it comes to dealing with buying and selling, he could just sign language works, both in terms of being Makne and also being Kona. Ben Besera, Omer, Kofet, V'Nikbetz. He has to jump around. Rashi says, Kvita means, no, Akimas Vasayim, by moving your lips. Lip reading, that's enough. Because unclear if it means to literally jump, was nikvatsmin. Doesn't really make much sense. So I guess it's the passive. He's able to respond to something through jumping, by the way Rashi understands it, through moving his lips. And the Tanakhama means through sign language or of some sort. So Gemara says, Misha rather continues to say, b'metaltlin. That's all true when it comes to metaltlin. Haputos, putos are ketanim, they're also able to mekha mekach, they're buying memka mekar, they're bimatatim, they're buying and selling also is effective when they get to a certain age, which is called putos, which the Gemara will explain what age that is. So Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, machlokes bimataltlim. Machlokes of what a cherish does, that remiza versus kavitza, that's only with respect to metaltlim. Aval begitin, divi akol b'remiza. When it comes to gittin, everybody agrees that remiza works. Versus pshita, that's a very obvious point, because the Mishnah says bimataltlim tanan. So obviously this discussion only applies to metaltlim. So when gittin, the different rules. I'm not sure why you'd assume remiza is better, but let's see, maybe Rashi will tell us. Let's finish this piece though. So mal detema, I would have thought when the Mishnah says metaltin, it means af metaltin. So too, even metaltin as well has the same machlokas by gittin. Kamashman, the only by metaltin is there such a machlokas, but when it comes to gittin, it's birumiza. And there's ikadamri, a different way this understanding is that amar of Nachman, but machlokas by metaltin, kach machlokas by gittin. No, the same machlokas exists in the context of gittin. V'hana metaltin tanan, doesn't the Mishnah only say metaltin to tell me that by gittin it doesn't apply? Where it says ema af metaltin, so it's machlokas whether gittin has machlokas as well, or gittin divir kol, everyone agrees, is biramiza. So Rashi says, the first wide line of Abba Gittin, why is it so pashit for the first ikadamri that Gittin works biramiza? The kaimlan cheresh shenosa mishin nischarish imrat lehotziyot, he's allowed to. Ukishem shenichnas biramiza kach motzi biramiza. The Gemara Yavama says that biramiza certainly works for kedushin, so then once it works for kedushin, everyone agrees it will work for Gittin as well. So that's that why it's so pashit. According to the first mandamer.
When it says remiza, it's telling you a chumra by gittin that it could only be remiza. Because Rashi in the Mishnah says remiza is a stronger sign than kfitza.
Why is it stronger?
He says kfitza is not a simenikar k remiza.
Aha. Yeah, I see that. And latibra maskal kfitza. So remiza is a greater chumra. Uh-huh. So therefore, it only works as opposed to exclude the case of kfitza. Very good. Okay, fine. So Gemara now says, "Haputos mekchan mekachu memkaran memkar bimetaltin." These young kids, they're buying and selling does work. So ad kama until what age? So machle Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak breid kvar shis vekvar shev. It has to be 6 or 7 years old with a certain level of das and understanding. That's when it starts working. But before that, it doesn't work. Rav Kana amar kvar sheva kvar tamne. He thinks 7 or 8. Masnisan tana kvar teshev kvar eser 9 or 10. Below pligi, and there's no machlokis. Kochad v'chad l'fi korfo, as we know, that each child, depending on his ability, his strength, his sharpness, it all depends. So anywhere between 6 and 10, it could be a 4-year-old, it could be an 11-year-old, it all depends on the age. So the Gemara wants to know, so this, by the way, the Rishonim talk about how this squares with the Gemara in Sukkah, that when it comes to a lulav on Sukkis, that you could be machna over to a katan, the katan could be kona, but the katan cannot be makne back. That's what they say when you're going to give your son the first day of Sukkot and you haven't been yotzei the mitzvah yet, or the second day chutz la'aretz where you try to machmer in lachem as well, you give it to the katan, he can't give it back to you anymore, you lose the din of lachem. But the Gemara here in Gittin says that no, he has the ability to both buy and sell, to give and to receive. So they talk about this in the Rishonim. Fine. So the Gemara wants to know now, but time am I? What's the reason for this? The reason for why the mekhan is a good mekach? So Amar Rabba Abba, Bar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Kidei Chayav. Because he needs to make money. He needs to have what to eat. So Rashi explains 4 Y lines down. Mishum kidechayav di lav zvine lo mazmin le mizonav lo zavni mine. If his buying isn't good buying, then he's not going to be able to. If his buying won't be good, then his selling won't be good either, and no one's going to buy from him. So it sounds like he's able to sell things. Wait, what's the direction here? And di lav zvine zvina. If the sale is not good to sell. Lo mezavni le mizona, no one's going to sell him money for food. Lo zavni mine, it's not going to allow him to get money. But he needs parnasa, so therefore we allowed these things to work. So Gemara says, "Vayomer laasher al milsacha." The pasuk said, "Where's this pasuk found?" Pasuk Malachim. Vayomer laasher al hameltacha hotzi lavush lechol ovde habal. So what does it mean? My meltacha. Amar Abba Bar Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan Davar hanimlal v'nimtach. Something that is that could be sewed and felt with your fingers is referring to cloth. So that cloth he took out to wear to all the Ovdei HaBaal, those who served the Baal. So this is just a random statement. It happens to be something else that Rabbi Abba says. So he's just touching what the word means here. So the Gemara says, Ki Aser Rav Dimi came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shigalo Bonyam Ben Nunyam. So he sent the Rebbe sivne v'chomas salsala omalmala, the four different types of cloth. Sivne v'chomas kam guza v'palge dam guza. So the size, when you fold it over, it's the size apparently of a nut and a half, an egos and a half. And salsa umalmala ki pistaka upagi de pisca. When you fold it over, it becomes also that same type of size, of a different type of nut, it seems. Okay, that's in terms of the thickness.
Pistachio.
Pistachio, okay, it could be, yeah.
It's very high quality stuff that okay. Folds very
thin. Uh-huh.
Right, very small.
Umai milmala. It's something that pishon that can be rubbed with your fingers. Okay, so Gemara now says v'tausan ad kama. So what's the at what point when they buy and sell these putos? So if they make a mistake, that the mekach is batel. So the Gemara says if they sell for too much or too little, let's say, what's the din of ona when it comes to their buying and selling? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Rabbi Yona, Amar Rabbi Zera, ad shesh hagadol. It means the sixth, like any other buying and selling. It's a sixth. It's a regular ona. So buy asks, naso mai, what about a matan of a katan? Did the Chacham give them also the ability to give and receive matanos? Is that considered kedei chayev? So the Gemara says, Rav Yemar Amar Ein Matanasa Matana. It doesn't work. The Matanas are not good. And
meaning when they give a Matana.
Exactly. Because they can be Kona anything like the Mars and right. Sukkah says, but they can't be Makna thing. So that they still upheld the initial point that they can't give Matanas. Mar Baravashi Amar Matanasa Matana. He thinks it can work. Safchu v'shadu l'kamedir of Mordechai. So they had switched around the opinions of who said what and sent this over to Rav Mordechai. Amalei, so he says back to them, Zili. This was not what they had said. So one was standing, his foot on the one foot was on the ground, and one foot was on the ladder. And I had asked him, "What's the din with a matana?" And he said that matana was a good matana. Whether or not his guy was a healthy guy, a bari, or whether he was a shik chimira when he was dying, it's a gumatana.
This is talking about
No, I think it is referring to a kid here, even. Even if the kid is giving a matana, stam, he's a healthy kid, or even he's dying on his deathbed. The matana across the board is a good matana that he gives. Achas matana muruba, achas matana muatis. Yeah, I think it's referring to a katan. So we see clear here that he, yeah,
it's metalton.
Metalton, exactly. Well, matanas, not buying and selling. Okay, the Gemara now says at the very bottom of the Nuntesim and Aleph, Eilu Dvarim Amru b'fnei mipei Darchei Shalom. The following things are mentioned because and were created because of Darchei Shalom. What are they? Kohen, Kare, Rishon, the Achrav Levi, the Achrav Yisrael. As we know, this is very geshmak daf now. Okay, Kohen gets the first aliyah, then the Levi, then the Yisrael. Mipnei Darchei Shalom. We don't want people fighting that I'm greater than you. I'm greater than you. So Kohen gets first. He'll prevent any fighting from taking place. Ma'arvin bebeis Yashem mipnei Darchei Shalom. You always keep the Eruv in the same place. You can't switch around because the guy who had the initial Eruv, he's going to be insulted. You take it away from him. Wherever the Eruv initially was set up, the first Shabbos ever in this community, it remains there. Ledori Doris, because Darchei Shalom. We don't want people fighting. Bor shu karv la'ama mismali rishon mipnei Darchei Shalom. So you have a little river stream. So whichever pit is closest to the starting of the stream, he gets first rights because Darchei Shalom. They're going to fight. You took the water; it never let it get down to me first. So you have to have a certain seder, first come, first serve. That was the order of how things worked. And even though he might take off the water and have it, come to his field, and no one has left anything left, that was the rule. Otherwise, it'd be too much fighting. The tudas chaya v'ofos v'dagim yishma mishum gezel. If a guy sets up a trap and it's mamish in the forest and someone else goes and takes my catch, it's not fair, but it's hefker. So it's really, he has the right to get it. I have no way to own it. It's not my property, not my land, not my animal. But he said, because of Darchei Shalom, he says, Mishum Gezel, Mipnei Darchei Shalom. And Rabbi Yossi argues, Omer Gezel Gomer, it's not a Darchei Shalom, it's real Gezel to take my trap that I set up and I caught the deer for you to take that. That's mamish Gezel. So machlok is whether that's only Mipnei Darchei Shalom Gezel or it's real Gezel Gomer. If they find something, any of these individuals, it's stealing, it's a low-level type of stealing, but you say it's usher, even though the katan may not be able to have the rights to be kona things, and a cherish and a shota, we let them keep it, and if you take it, it's considered gezela. And again, Rabbi Yossi Omer, gezel gummer, this is a real bona fide gezel to take their mitzia. Ani hamnakev berosh hazayist. The ani is on top of the olive tree, and he's shaking the olive tree to get all the olives down. And some guy below, mashe tachtav geza mipnei dar chasham. So Andy walks by and he takes all the guy's olives. It's his. The guy's doing all the work, and you take all the olives. So Tanakhama says that's geza mipnei dar chasham. Rav Yossi Omer, this is gezel gomer to take the ani's olives that he's shaking down. Ein machen biad aniya over the kachavim, but leket shechel peah mipnei dar chasham. So you don't scold the goyim who are collecting the peah shechel leket, even though it's really the Jews, and they come along and they take the corners, they take the leftover stuff. We let them have it mipnei dar chasham. So very, very interesting Mishnah. Okay.
So it's the other anim, right? That is considered gezel. If another anim, the bottom takes it.
For which case, the Zayas?
Yeah,
well, anyone. Right. Mean, certainly.
He's taking from a place that's right. From to take. Now right. He's not taking from some. He's not stealing. He's taking from like a shechel pit, whatever.
Right.
It's
I think
from.
It's
the talking the lack case or the Zayas case.
The Zayas case.
I thought maybe it could be just a case of Hefker. You're in the forest and there's a happens to be an olive tree and the guy goes up and starts shaking it.
Why would it say ani then?
In the case of. Because that's an ani does that. An usher doesn't do that. That's what I thought, but maybe you're right. An usher doesn't go to climb up an olive tree that's in the hefker to shake down the olives.
I've seen
that's how they get there, you're saying, huh? Every penny counts. I'm reading from I don't see anything in Rashi or from the Masifta that's talking about Dafka, that type of case. But, okay. The Gemara said, Menahani, Mile, how do I know this to be true when it comes to the case of a Kohen? I think that's what the question is. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna Dema Amar Karla. Pasuk says, Vayichta Moshe Satorah Hazos V'nei Lekohanim B'nei Levi. So he gave it to the Kohanim who are in the Shevet Levi. Atu Ana Lo Yadana to Kohanim B'nei Levi Ninu. Of course we know Kohen's part of Shevet Levi. What's it telling us in the Pasuk? Kohen B'Reisha V'Hadar Levi. He first gave to the Kohanim and then he gave to Levim. That's the source of a Kohanim coming first.
Smachta, I guess.
Exactly, it's a Smachta, right. You could also say that, you know, in general, this concept is true. They always come first. The application, it might be only Dirbanan. So, Mara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Mehecha, V'nikshra Kohanim B'nei Levi, Ato Anan Lo Yadinun De Kohanim B'nei Levi. Ninu, of course there are, Ela Kohen Mireisha V'Ada Levi, same type of drasha. Rav Ashi Amar Mehecha, B'nei Amram Aron Umosha V'yavdel Aron La'akdisho, Kodesh Kadoshim. So the beginning of Parsha Baloscha, I think this is, when those Dira Yamim, actually very different than Baloscha. But also they did the same thing. They took the Kohanim out of Shevet Levi and were Mekadesh them into Kedusha of Kohen. So we see that they were moved. They were separated from Levim to do a higher level. So Kohanim are of higher status than that of the Levim. From the Pasuk, and this is one that's typically quoted, V'kidasho l'chol davar shebekedusha. Every aspect of Kedusha, they always come first. And the Mishnah Berurah brings a number of examples in terms of giving a drasha first, in terms of getting a li, of course, but in everything they should really always come first. Tana the baby Rabbi Shmuel v'kidasha l'chol davar shebekedusha l'vtoach rishon. Right, this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. They should always speak first if there's an opportunity to speak. L'varach rishon, to say the bracha first. V'lito mani yafa rishon, they should take first dibs at the best piece of pizza. So Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef mipnei dar chasham deraisu. So this is Adam's question. What do you mean? You said in the Mishnah this all dar chashalom. We just brought five psukim that says deraisa. Amalei deraisa. So it's really din deraisa, and I guess they're explaining what's mipnei dar chasham, but the reason behind it or the application.
Darshan time of the Kra.
So they're doing darshan time of the Kra, even though we don't say this is Rabbi Shimon, we're assuming darshan time of the Kra. So the reason why the Torah said Kohanim come first mipnei dar chasham. So what do you mean? Kol Torah kul nami mipnei darche shalom. That's the whole idea. Dechsev derecher derecher no mechon nisiva shalom. The whole idea of Torah is shalom. So it's not unique to the Kohen coming first. Ella Amar Bai explains the chedemar the tanish shnai mamtinim zelazeh bekara shloshe ein mamtinim. So what's going on in terms of mamtinim? So Rashi explains here that you don't have to wait for the guy. Let's say there are two guys who are eating, sharing the same food. So you have to share. You can't just like take the whole all the food by yourself. Be nice. But once or three.
The drink. You shouldn't be eating while the guy's drinking.
Right. It's to take turns. Be fair with each other. When it's three guys already, I guess it's hard to manage the two other guys there. So then each to their own. You go at your own pace. Habotzeya hu poshi yad tchila. The guy who breaks bad, the guy who cuts, he takes first. So even though he says the bracha for everybody, he's supposed to take first. If he sees his Rebbe there or someone else he wants to honor, he could give that guy to eat first.
Halachically, yeah?
Yeah. You're allowed to.
So you make a mitzvah, you can give your Rebbe by you, give your Rebbe, you take a bite.
Right. So, Okay.
Is that what it's saying, or it's?
I thought so.
Uh-huh.
No, is it not?
No, it is. It might be talking about other.
Yeah, I mean, after he said hamotzi, after he ate the first piece of bread, taking the rest of the food.
It seems to me more like it's talking at first he eats and then, but the rest of the meat, the rest he can. But maybe it doesn't make sense. They would say that, but it seems from the.
I mean, he first takes.
It says Rashi says prusas hamotzi.
Okay, so
he's poshe yado to take some of the dips on the piece of bread that he cut for hamotzi.
Right.
Right. Meaning it's talking about the dips, not about the bread itself.
It's talking about the dips on the spread.
Right.
You guys getting hungry.
Okay, Amar Mar. Allah lo shanu Amar Mar Allah. So Mar said on this comment, I skipped a line. No, I'm right. On this brisa, Mar said, "Lo shenu el besuda." This only when it comes to a meal. Val bebeis knesses, lo, this can't be true. What can't be true? That what you can't offer your rebbe. Right. But you can't. The kohen can't be mechalik kavod to the levi, and vice versa. The lo asir leentzuye. It's going to come to fighting. So that's what it's referring to. It's referring to this din. In terms of an aliyah, it says, in the basic Knesset, in terms of the... So that's what's going on here. Really, the rice of the coin comes first, but sometimes you're allowed to give honor to somebody else. So that's true in general. The kavod ki mochon is kavod. When it comes to the din of basic Knesset, because there's so much fighting and people love their own honor, that's one place you're not allowed to be mochon on your kavod. A coin can't say, I'll let that guy go first. That's the one exception. That's the Beit Darcha Shalom. There, we don't allow you to be mochon. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Masna, how the amr is be basic Knesset, lo... That which you say in the shul, you can't. Lo amru el b'shabbos v'yom tovim. The shechi rabim, where many people there, it's going to cause a lot of fighting. Sheni v'chamishi, lo. It's not the case because you're allowed to be mochel on your kavod. Sounds like the Gemara. The Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? Rav Huna kari b'kane b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Rav Huna was called as the kohen on Shabbos v'yom tov, even though he wasn't a kohen. So you see, even on Shabbos v'yom tov, you could be mochel on the kohen's kavod. Shani Rav Huna da'afilu Rabbi Ami Rav Asi kahani chashiv there to sell michav havi kaifilei. Rav Huna was very unique. He was also the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. Everyone, even the Kohanim, were very, very machni themselves to him. That was the one exception where they would allow him to be first, get the first aliyah. But in general, a kohen should not be able to, should not be mochel on his kavod. In theory, but we don't pass on that. We wouldn't allow it.
But there's a whole machlokus if the kohen can be mochel on his kavod or not, because it's not his, up to him. To